This is Brenda Brim Kruko, and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Mom is in Ohio, and so she has asked me to fill in for her because she's not able to do radio. So we're going to have a good time this week, and the theme of what I'm speaking on is going to be the church, the spiritual temple of God, the habitation of the Holy Spirit in this dispensation. You can mark the dispensations on earth by God's temple, or you could say His glory. What do you mean? Well, let's just look. The first temple was Adam. God, the Father of spirits. By the way, I'm reading from David Barron, and he was in the 1800s. He was a rabbinical to become a rabbi, and then he, through the scriptures, he found that Jesus was the Messiah, and so he's very learned. And of course, he's talking about Christian things, but his on Israel, he's tops. But anyway, he says, God, the Father of spirits, seeks communion with man. Indeed, it might be said that this was the chief object which God had in creating man, that he might be a temple to contain his perfection and fullness, and the mind with which he had endowed him with, that he would understand his wisdom and respond to his heart of love. I'm going to get back to this later because I think it's so interesting, those prayers to the church, that the eyes of our understanding being flooded with light, that we would know the love of God. I believe those are temple prayers for this dispensation. However, we know Adam sinned, and then God said he's got to figure out another way because he always yearns for man. So in Exodus 25, verse 8, he says, make me a tabernacle that I may dwell among them. What is a temple? The presence of God operating in you. God manifesting in the earth. That is a temple. So Moses finished the work. This is Exodus 40, verse 34. And a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud and the glory filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud would follow them everywhere they went. It was a fire of the Lord. It was a cloud during the day, and at night it was a fire. And so they could see this presence of God on Israel. They won all their wars. They were blessed because they had the presence of God in them. Not in them, but they had the presence of God with them. Now, the next tabernacle, well, actually it's a temple, the first temple, which was Solomon's temple. And in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1, it says, when Solomon had finished praying, we know the story how David wanted to build God a temple. But God said, no, your hands have shed blood, but your son can. So he saved millions and millions of dollars. I don't know the equivalent. And prepared, and he got lots of supplies. And then Solomon built it. And when Solomon had finished praying, we're back to 2 Chronicles 7, fire came down, verse 1, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifice. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. All the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and said, Hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam hasto. And that means in Hebrew, Hallelujah, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. And when they said that, the Shekinah glory came. And of course, the Shekinah glory came. But that temple was defiled by sin. And the Shekinah glory left. And we see that in Ezekiel 8 verse and 6 about the great abominations that were happening in the temple. One of the worst things that they did, of course they did sexual things, and that, you know, but the worst, that, and that was bad, but one of the worst things that God was an abomination was they worshiped this, they would bow their faces eastward to the sun, opposite, turning their backs to the covenant. And so if you go to Israel today, or to Ark of the Covenant, if you go to Israel today, if you ever go to the Western Wall, you will notice that you have to back up. And that's because of the abominations that happened in Solomon's temple. So what happened? Well, God escorted that Shekinah glory out. Mom did a teaching on Ezekiel, excuse me. And she talks about when the Shekinah glory was escorted out of the temple. The living creatures came in a carriage called a Merkavah, God's carriage. And they took that presence of God, and it goes in detail in the scriptures and how that presence was escorted out. It goes above the temple, then it goes to a side of Jerusalem, then it goes to the Holy Mount, then it goes around and it leaves. But like God, he showed this to Ezekiel, and as God is, this is how he is. He showed him, he says, it will come back. He said, there will be another temple, and the Messiah will rule from that. And that future millennial temple is chapters in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48. But that temple's not here yet. So after the Shekinah glory left Solomon's temple, we hear of another temple. And we all know who that temple was. His name was Jesus. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. And this he spoke of the temple of his body. Who was this who spoke but the promised Messiah, whose advent, the presence of Jehovah, should again return to his people? And I'm quoting from David Barron. As it is implied in his name, Emmanuel, which interpreted means God with us. Behold, the temple of God is with man once more, and he dwells with man. For, in John 1 verse 14, for the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see that Jesus, it says that Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. That means he had the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He was the incarnate of God. And this happened, we see this in him when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God came upon him. But I see that we have another temple which the Messiah is actually building, and that is the church. And I am going to talk a little bit about that church, but tomorrow. But I want to give this scripture, Matthew 16, 18. What did Jesus tell Peter? First of all, he asked Peter, who do you say I am? And they all gave their answers. But what Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That place where he said that was Caesarea. And then Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. If you've ever been to Israel with Mother Billy Brim, one place they go most of the time, not every single trip, is Caesarea. And that is where this happened. Caesarea was actually the gates of hell. That's what they called it. There's a place there they call the gates of hell, and it's a cave, a real dark cave. And they did a lot of demonic sacrifices and a lot of demonic children. A lot of things went on there. And because people would go in there, sometimes they wouldn't come out, and they called it the gates of hell. And you can actually kind of sense the darkness there. And so I think that's interesting that Jesus is making a statement there. He said, you know, this rock, what rock? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I will build my church. He's making a very strong statement. And the gates of hell, to the devil, shall not prevail against it. You know, I think that sometimes it looks like the gates of hell had tried to stop the church. But Jesus, the head of the church, the intercessor, our chief, has said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and this church will not. I'm going to pick up with that tomorrow, but I kind of wanted to let you know that our special offer this week is John G. Lake, his life, his sermons, his boldness of faith. And normally it is $18. It's a thick book, but this week we're offering it for $10. And you can contact the ministry at billybrim.org, or you can write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you can call 1-800-972-3447. And you can get that book. It's normally $18. We're offering it for $10 plus shipping. So, just kind of wanted to let you know, John G. Lake, my mother, Billy Brim, knew well his daughter and son-in-law. I knew him as an acquaintance, you know, but I didn't know him well. And there's some really good stories in here. One thing that John G. Lake did know, he did know the temple, which I'm going to get to tomorrow, but he did know about operating in the, how to operate in the Spirit of God. And because of that, as what I'm going to get in tomorrow, you will want to, this will be a good book. He knew about the law of life, the law of the anointing that operated in him, that set him free from the law of sin and death. And so that's why I thought this would be a good book to offer, to help us understand being a temple. So just in closing, I just kind of wanted to share what I was talking about. I'm talking about the temples, the dispensations of the temples. The first temple, Adam, and then the tabernacle, and then Solomon, and then Jesus. And then Jesus and his church, how God always wanted his, this is God, he wants to fellowship with man. He wants, in earth, that is very important to him. He wants to make himself known, and so he has gone to great degrees to do that. So we just want to thank you for joining us. This is Brenda Brim Crew Co., and I'm part of Voice of One Witness, and we thank you for everything you're doing. Don't forget, Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or if you want to call 800-972-3447. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Everything you guys do. Thank you for joining with us every week on this radio station. Blessings.